Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Girl One by Sarah Flannery Murphy, published by Raven Books in 2021. Today's book is all about mothers and daughters, control and power. Josie is a graduate student in reproductive medicine. She learns that her estranged mother has gone missing, and she returns to her hometown to investigate. She finds her mother's house abandoned with no sign of her, and someone has tried to set fire to the house. Josie is no ordinary woman. She's Girl One. Her birth was the result of a successful experiment in the 1970s. She was born without a father, not even sperm, and was raised on an experimental commune called the Homestead. The mothers were aided by a doctor who died in a fire, and Josie is inspired to continue his work. Searching through her mother's house for clues about her location, she finds references to the homestead and the other mothers and daughters after years of separation from the group. Has her mother decided to reunite with the homesteaders, or is something more sinister at play? Joined by a journalist who was one of the last people to speak to her mother, Josie sets off on a road trip across the country to find her, visiting the girls one by one, hoping they know where she is. But along the way, she learns that the stories that she's been told about her past are not entirely true. Is someone trying to silence the mothers and the girls? Are they getting too close to the truth? Girl One is an intriguing, feminist thriller about loyalty and lies. It's about science and society and the battle between the sexes. What does it mean to the world as we know it if women can become pregnant without men? And while this story sounds a little bit like it should be science fiction, it's based in reality and scientific experiments from the 1970s, with a little bit of artistic license, of course. Josie starts the story knowing exactly what she wants from life. She has a goal and a plan to get there, and she's recreating the work of the original doctor who helped her conception. But as she finds more about what really happened, her firm view of the world and herself begins to crumble. Girl One is also about relationships between mothers and daughters. Josie and her mother have grown separate in recent years, and yet the constrained woman that she knew as her mother doesn't correlate with the other mother's recollections of this vibrant, idealistic young woman. And hers is not the only interesting mother-daughter relationship. And then there's power, the power balance between men and women, the men who vehemently lash out at the idea of men being irrelevant, who resort to violence and abuse to maintain the status quo, and the power of women, including the girls, power that they don't even know that they have. So if you like road trips, communes, the sisterhood, experiments, lies and power, you might like Girl One by Sarah Flannery Murphy. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.